Investment Flash.
Bofa says sell, Buri says buy, and someone just occupied a cobalt mine in Congo. We're breaking it down on Investment Flash.
May 20th, 2026, London edition. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. The market's serving up a contradiction today, and we're going to dig in.
Contradiction's the word, Marie. Bank of America calling it bull capitulation, run from stocks. Meanwhile, JP Morgan says AI is finally getting real. So who's right?
I mean, Gerald, you know my bias. AI execution sounds a lot better than sell everything to me. NVIDIA at 19 times forward earnings? That's not a bubble, buddy.
Hold on, Tom. The BOFA signal isn't just about tech. It's a macro call. Investors are all in. Cash levels dropping. When has that ended well?
Exactly. And Michael Burry is buying value stocks and warning about an AI bubble. When the big short gets twitchy, I at least listen.
Okay, but the last time Burry went full bear, the S&P ripped higher for another year. Being early is the same as being wrong, Gerald.
No, but that's exactly my point. Timing these macro signals is impossible. The BOFA note has no sell-by date. What we do have are pockets getting hit, like solar. The solar ETF down 4.5% this week.
Right, and the FT and WSJ both flagging solar at an inflection point, trade barriers as a catalyst. That's unusual alignment.
First Solar is a U.S. manufacturer. Import tariffs are a direct win. And it's 23% below its 52-week high. That's a dip I want to buy.
But the timing, Tom. We don't know when those policy moves come. Meanwhile, the stocks keep bleeding. Enphase dropped almost 6% last session alone.
Yeah, look, solar's a theme I can get behind, but I need a clearer signal. Like a steel company literally selling a stake to buy back shares. ArcelorMittal down 8% this week, trading under 9x forward earnings.
That's value, Gerald. Boring, steady value. But what about the battery storage play? NextEra's mega deal and the cobalt occupation in Congo, that's the most original take today.
Yes, Bloomberg's piece on military-backed intruders taking over a cobalt deposit. That's not artisanal mining. It's organized extraction. If that disrupts supply, battery metals could spike.
Cobalt's a key piece. But the battery ETF is down over 11% this week. Lithium ETF down nearly 9%. Tom, your lithium call from yesterday is getting absolutely hammered.
Yeah, timing, right? But Gerald, the thesis hasn't changed. The EV adoption story is still there. BYD is surging in Australia as oil prices push people to electric. Toyota is getting crushed.
And that's a structural shift. Nikkei Asia reporting Chinese auto imports overtaking Japanese for the first time. That's not a blip.
Toyota at under 12x forward earnings, down 15% year to date. That's tempting for a value guy like me. But if EV adoption keeps accelerating, it's a value trap.
Exactly. I'm sticking with BYD. And while we're on metals, Barclays says AI rollout will boost copper and emerging market currencies. The copper ETF down 6% this week. Another pullback buy.
Barclays is playing the long game. AI infrastructure means copper demand for years. But I'd rather play the Chilean peso directly if I believed it. Emerging markets have too much policy risk for me.
Speaking of policy risk, Indonesia planning tighter controls on coal and palm oil exports. That could lift coal prices near highs, but the Indonesia ETF is near a 52-week low, down 28% year-to-date.
Coal ETF is 4% off its high. If they restrict supply, that's got room. But it's a volatile trade.
All right, let's talk about Standard Chartered. The CEO called workers lower value human capital and is cutting thousands of jobs for AI. The stock is flat this week, but AI-driven cost cuts could re-rate it.
I'm going to push back here. Calling your workforce that is a PR disaster. But from a pure margin perspective, it's bullish. Banks are basically saying AI lets them do more with fewer people.
I mean, Microsoft is up 3% this week at 21x forward earnings. AI execution is real, and JP Morgan's mergers and acquisitions chair says the investment phase is delivering.
All right, Tom, but CoreWeave stock fell on the Google Blackstone Cloud venture. More competition in AI cloud means not everyone wins. CoreWeave down 10% this week, nearly halved from its high.
But Google, Alphabet, is down under 4% this week. That might be the smarter play, riding the cloud build-out. And Tom, you called Alphabet a buy yesterday.
Right, and I'm not bailing yet. Alphabet's got the balance sheet to compete. Blackstone, too, down 4.5% this week. I like the cloud infrastructure theme.
Look, mate, I'd rather own the physical infrastructure. NextEra's battery storage deal is tangible. That's real demand, not just cloud hype.
And that's what makes the battery and solar plays interesting. They're pulled back. And the catalysts, trade barriers, storage demand, supply disruptions, are concrete. Not just AI evangelism.
Exactly.
100%.
All right, fair point. But let's not ignore Bitcoin. K33 Research says this bear market is different because traders are uniquely defensive. That could mean a floor.
Bitcoin. Every bear market is supposedly different until it isn't. But fine. If short sellers are all hiding, maybe the downside is limited. I still don't know how to value it.
Wait a second. The K33 note is interesting because it's a sentiment play. If everyone's already pessimistic, the selling pressure is exhausted. That's a contrarian long case, even if I'm not a crypto person.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole story.
Totally.
And speaking of contrarian, PIMCO says Japan's 30-year yield curve is too steep. If yields fall, that's a tailwind for Japan equities. The Japan ETF down 3% this week.
That's a bond trade, Tom. I'd play the JGB directly, but for equities, it's an indirect effect. Still, if the curve flattens, it removes a headwind. I can get behind that.
All right, let's pull this together. The market is selective. AI executors like Microsoft and NVIDIA are holding up, but solar, battery metals, and emerging markets are getting sold. That's a stock picker's market.
Right. So I'm long the pullback in solar and battery, long AI names like NVIDIA, and maybe short the S&P if the BOFA signal plays out.
Short the S&P near its high is brave, Tom. I'd rather just buy value. ArcelorMittal, Toyota maybe if it stops falling. And I do like the steel buyback.
Hold on. Tom, you said short the S&P? The BOFA signal could flip violently if the Fed signals a pause. None of the articles mentioned the June meeting, but that's the real catalyst.
Fair, Marie. So do I wait for the Fed minutes? Timing is everything. I'm just saying the setup is there.
Look, I think the cleanest expression is dispersion. Long the pullbacks in solar and battery storage. First solar, next era, the lithium ETF. And if you must, short the S&P only after confirmation.
Nailed it. And don't forget the cobalt story. If that supply tightens, battery metals could rally, irrespective of the macro. That might be the highest conviction idea.
Absolutely, and Microsoft and NVIDIA still look cheap if AI execution keeps rolling. But Gerald, what about Standard Chartered? AI job cuts? That's a margin story.
At 1.3 times book, it's not screaming cheap, but the efficiency gains are real. For a UK bank, it's a decent play. I'm not doing backflips, but I'd watch it.
Okay, before we wrap, let's not forget, as always, none of this is investment advice, just our takes on the stories making the rounds.
And the round is full today. We didn't even get to everything, like the Google Blackstone Cloud venture really shaking up CoreWeave, but we hit the big ones.
One thing's for sure, the BOA call is getting a lot of airtime, but it's worth remembering they've been wrong before. Cash levels are still high.
Exactly. The counter-argument to the sell signal is that the rotation from cash might have further to go. AI could rescue earnings, so don't just panic.
Right, so I'm buying dips, not selling rips. At least for now.
All right, Tom, we'll check in on that lithium call tomorrow.
Ouch. But yeah, lit down 9% hurts. I still believe, buddy.
And that's the show. We're back for the New York edition later today at 9 a.m. New York time. Catch us then.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.